welcome, everybody. This is the UWealth Revolution, and I'm so glad that everybody's here, and I'm so glad that we are sharing in this global movement. And I want to tell everybody, you know, what this event really means to me. I mean, this is about turning on your wealth purpose, your wealth passion, and everything inside of you. We've had people who tuned into these calls from over 80 countries, and the end result, the end thing, is that people are shifting, and each one of these calls is going to turn on something really powerful in you. Last night we had someone write in, Andrea Martinez, and she said, last night's call created an incredible shift in myself. And that's one call, and we're going to have 21 plus calls. Tune in every night. Tonight is no exception. We have an amazing guest. And I want to also let people know that you need to go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and post on the Facebook sharing application what you're learning from our amazing guest here today, which is going to be Dr. Alexander Lloyd, who's a friend and also somebody that is changing the planet with his amazing work. Now, Rita DeLongchamp is one of the people who posted last night on the Facebook application, and we chose her post as one of the ones that we thought was worthy of being the winner that night because she shared some great stuff, and she's getting a copy of my program called Wealth Through Oneness, which is a $497 value. Why do I say that? Because I want you guys to post, and we're going to pick every night for 21-plus days a winner and somebody get that program. So Rita DeLongchamp, email us. She was a winner last night, and hopefully some of you will win during the series. Okay, I want to start out with a quote that I think is pretty powerful and also think is pretty relevant to what we're doing here by a gentleman named Neville Goddard, who is a spiritualist and a transformationalist. He said this, there is a power inside of every human being against which no earthly force is of the slightest consequence. And that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight with Alexander Lloyd, because I believe there is a power inside of us that if we can turn into, that we can tune into and turn on that code, something incredible can happen in our areas of wealth, health, and vitality. So I want to let everybody know that Alexander Lloyd is somebody who founded an amazing company called The Healing Codes. And The Healing Codes is actually dedicated to healing people all around the world. In the spring of 2001, Dr. Lloyd discovered a simple yet physical mechanism that eliminates stress in the body. And I said a physical mechanism that eliminates stress in the body. And for the next year, Dr. Lloyd worked really tirelessly to validate this mechanism through heart rate variability tests. And he's going to tell us a little bit more of that. But it's a state-of-the-art medical diagnostic test for measuring stress in the autonomic nervous system. And what he discovered was in 86% of cases, this stress was virtually eliminated from the body. Now, it didn't take a year, it didn't take 6 months, it was done within 20 minutes. And previous to Dr. Lloyd's research, 6 weeks was the least amount of time that any treatment had been documented to balance this autonomic nervous system. His topic today is the healing codes, how to overcome self-sabotaging behaviors that are holding you back. And I've known Alex for a while now. I've seen some of the amazing results. Tune in, take notes, share on the Facebook app, share this with your family and friends. This is life-changing stuff, and we are ready to get started. Dr. Alexander Lloyd, are you there?
I'm here, Darius. Thank you.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I want to start with a question. The UWealth is about really turning on the power in your own life and the things that we have that are there, that sometimes are just turned off, or sometimes we don't realize. And if you could indulge me and everybody else all around the world, what does the U Wealth mean to Alexander Lloyd?
Well, to me, it means, you know, the old military thing, being everything that you can be.
Yes.
I think like 1 in 10,000 people actually ever get to that place where they are everything that they are capable of and that they have inside them. As you say, I love the way you say that. I think about 1 in 10,000 people ever get there because something's holding them back.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, so we know there are these things holding us back. I mean, we hear about great people doing amazing things. And maybe, and I don't want to say that there are people on this call right now who aren't doing amazing things, because there are people who are tuning in that have amazing lives, that have amazing things. But all of us want to keep growing and growing, and there's other people that are having some challenges. You discovered something that I think is revolutionary and very different than anything I'd ever heard of before. And it's something called the healing codes. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what are these healing codes that you discovered.
Sure, I'll be happy to, Darius. If you'll indulge me just a second, let me lay just a tiny little bit of foundation before we go to that. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So how do you know if something's holding you back? We just talked about something holding you back, can you be the 1 in 10,000 people that actually does live up, that actually lives the life that is the maximum of what you are capable of, and where that thing that is inside you comes out and manifests in your life? Well, how do you tell, how do you know if something's blocking you? Well, here it is. Write this down. If you, maybe you've heard this before. I don't know. I don't know that it's original with me, but is your life what you want it to be? That's it. Now, if you can honestly say, man, I am one of those 1 in 10,000. My life is exactly the way I want it to be. Well, hang up the phone. Actually, don't, because I think we've got a way to make it better. But if that's where you are, then I would say nothing's holding you back. But almost everybody that I talk to says, no, my life's not exactly the way I want it to be. There's some health thing, or I'm not succeeding the way I want to, which is kind of what we're talking about tonight, or I've got a relationship that's really bugging me. Well, if that's your answer, that no, my life is not exactly the way I want it to be, then something's holding you back. So then the second question, Darius, is, okay, what's holding me back and how do I fix it?
Right.
Okay? It's that simple. Well, for the last 50 years in the United States and around the world, not just in the United States, but that's kind of where we're centered, but all around the world, we have been told that if you can fix one or more of five things, that you can be that 1 in 10,000. You can have the health, the great health, while other people are getting illness or disease. You can have fantastic intimate relationships, even though everyone you know has relationship problems. You can make lots of money and live the lifestyle in the way that you believe you're capable of, even though it's a bad economy and even though other people are struggling. Okay? We've been told that for 50 years. All right? And we could go to the biggest bookstore in your city, Barnes & Noble, Borders, whatever that is. We could go to the public library. We could go to seminars like this one that are being held all over the world tonight. And they would say that exact thing. Yes, you can have that. You can be that person if you fix one or more of five things. And here's the five things.
Okay.
Right?
Five things. All right.
Number one, negative emotions.
Okay.
Number two, negative thought patterns. I have negativistic thinking that's working against me. Number three, your actions and behaviors, what you actually do and don't do, which is kind of what we're talking about tonight. Number four, your conscious beliefs, those belief patterns that are going against success. And number five is the physiology of your body. Okay? And so we have been sold programs and books and liquids and pills and all kinds of stuff. Not only mainstream medicine, but self-help, alternative medicine, you name it. Okay? And over those 50 years, things have not gotten better. We buy those things, we try them, thing after thing after thing, But we're not succeeding. Things are, I mean, 1 in 10,000 of us are, but most people aren't, okay? And we wonder why. They told me if I do this, the reason you're not succeeding, it's because those five things never had the power to remove the blocks that are keeping you from being a 1 in 10,000. All right? How can I say that? Well, I'm not asking you to believe me, but the best research in the world for the last 20 years, maybe you've heard of some of them, places like Harvard, Stanford, Yale, Vanderbilt, the Mayo Clinic, even there is the United States government. Basically, choose a medical school, choose a medical doctor, choose a PhD, and we can go find clinical research that tells you what is the source of that problem. And it's not any of those five things. Okay?
Okay.
It is stress. All right? How is it stress? Now, don't hang up the phone because you've heard stress over and over and over forever. It's not that kind of stress. All right? That's one of the problems, is we're thinking that the stress that's keeping us from being a 1 in 10,000 is something that it's not. Okay? Why is it stress? All right, real quickly. Virtually any medical school on the planet says that 80 to 95% of all health issues, illness and disease, is caused by stress. We all know that. That's old hat. That's yawning when I hear it. Okay? Here's the point in what we're talking about tonight that very few people know. I love the way Harvard puts it. Harvard says, and I've got this research study in my hand right now, with stress, illness and disease is just the tip of the iceberg. It blocks us from success in life and in relationships. And virtually every other medical school, if you read their research, goes on to tell you that same thing, that stress is the cause of not just health issues, it's the cause of virtually any problem you can have, and relevant to tonight, it's the cause of what's holding you back from being the success that you want to be and the success that you've got inside you, if you could ever unblock it and let it out. Here's why. Stress does five things. Number one, it makes you sick. Does that by suppressing your immune system. That's the one we all know. Number two, it dumbs you down. It literally sucks away your intelligence. If you want to succeed, do you need critical thinking?
Absolutely.
Do you need problem solving? Do you need creativity? Do you need the ability to carry on intelligent, wonderful conversations with people that you're wanting to be in business with? Stress sucks it out. Sucks your intelligence away. Number three, it makes you exhausted. That's what we hear from so many people. I'm just tired all the time. I think of all these things I could do to make money and succeed, but I don't have the energy. Okay? Number four, it causes you to come at everything you're doing, whatever you're doing, from a negative perspective. Fear, anger, sadness. Self-worth. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not talented enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough connections. It won't work in this economy. I don't have enough space. People don't like me. There's a thousand of them. You name it. Okay? And number five, it causes you to fail. How does it cause you to fail? Because it does the other four. Can you imagine you want to go from making $40,000 a year to $1 million a year, and the way you're trying to make that transition is sick, tired, dumbed down, energy drained, and coming at whatever you're doing that day and moment from a negative perspective? What are the odds you're going to do that?
Well, and it's very slim. And the other thing we hear, obviously, and the other thing we hear too from a lot of people who are achieving some success right now is that they're doing it at the expense of all areas in their life. And we have people from all over the planet who said, look, I am getting somewhere, but I'm having to give up my family. I'm having to give up my energy. I'm having to give up. I'm working so hard I can't even give anymore just to get to this level, and there's no way I can go any higher.
That's right, Darius, and that is a bad trade.
Yep.
In other words, you're getting something, but what you're giving up is more important than what you're getting. That's a bad trade, but you're right about that. That's a great point, okay? So stress is what is blocking you, all right? Stress is what's blocking you. But here's the problem. What stresses one person doesn't stress another.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. You got two people in rush hour traffic. That's the stress. They're in the exact same stress. They're in cars right next to each other in the exact same traffic. Exactly the same stress. One of them's going into road rage. One's as cool as a cucumber, singing, laughing, talking to people on the phone. How can that be? It's the same stress, all right? Another example. Let's get a little bit more physical. Last year, we had all the H1N1 virus scare, all right? 10 people are exposed to a virus, same virus, and they're all exposed to the same degree and for the same amount of time. Do all 10 get it? No. Go read some medical studies. That never happens. 4 to 6 people get it. 4 to 6 people don't. They had people on TV last year with the H1N1, husband and wife in the same family with all kinds of contact with each other. One gets it, one doesn't. All right? What's the difference? If you read what the medical schools, the Mayo Clinic, the United States government, et cetera, say, here's what they say.
Okay.
It depends on your underlying programming. That's what determines whether you're stressed or not. You're not stressed by your external circumstances. You're stressed by your internal circumstances. Your programming. It's not the economy. It's what's programmed into you about the economy. If it were the economy, then nobody would be succeeding in this economy. Well, Darius can tell you that's not true. There's people succeeding like never before in this
economy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons that we wanted to bring experts like you on to say, okay, what is it that those people who are succeeding are doing? And I know your topic is, you know, how do we overcome these sabotaging behaviors that are holding us back, that so many of us know are holding us back. And so what are these healing codes, and what do they have to do with this, Alex? I mean, what do we do with this now that we know there's something in our body that's been turned off that is either not allowing us to be all that we need to be, or maybe it's keeping us under a certain level of programming and susceptibility to behaviors that are destroying our life.
Right, right. I went a long way around the block, didn't I?
No, but you really let us, you connected us to the truth, which is so key that we've got to wake up to realize that our reality is not always the reality that everybody else is facing, you know?
Right, that's right. So the short answer is you've got, there is no other way. You have to fix your underlying programming that's causing the stress in your life. Now, what the healing codes are? The healing codes are the discovery, it was made in 2001, of 4 healing centers on the body that, to our knowledge, have never been discovered before. It's not acupuncture points, it's not Reiki, it's not yoga, it's not changing your thinking, it's not affirmations, it's not the one thing we've never heard. We have clients in 50 states and over 100 countries. The one thing we've never heard, not one time, is I've seen this before. Okay? We have had people report healing from about every kind of cancer you can name, from MS, from diabetes, from migraine headaches, from Lou Gehrig's disease, which is totally incurable, from depression, from anxiety. We've had people who have had their income increase by 15 times in a matter of 3 months. Not 15%, 15 times. I got a call the other day from a gentleman who started doing the healing codes, who's a day trader, and I've heard this several times, but I like this one. And he said, I've been a day trader for decades, 2 or 3 decades. And he said, you know, the thing that's always frustrated me, he said, I'm a great trader. He said, I know my stuff. And he said, I've got a huge client list. I make really good money for my clients. And he said, on paper, he said, for two decades, I have traded for myself on paper, but without the money. And he said, every time I've ever done that in 20 years, I become a millionaire. But then I start putting a little of my actual money to it, and I can't do it. I lose money. He said, something's wrong. I've got a block. He said, I know the potential's there because I do it for other people, and I can do it for myself when I'm not using real dollars. But when I start using real dollars, that block comes up, and I can't do it. And he said, it's so frustrating to me because I want to quit the rat race. I want to quit this 65-hour high-stress schedule that I have. It's killing me. Well, he started doing the healing codes to heal that underlying programming that's causing that stress to turn on when he starts to use real dollars for himself. And Darius, in a matter of 2 months, he became a millionaire.
And it was already there. You know, what I'm hearing that is interesting that I've never heard before and exciting is this idea that came into my mind that it was already there. Like, his potential was there. The thing that was in his way was removed or neutralized or turned off. And he was able to step into what he really was without that block. And so what are these healing codes doing? Are they somehow turning off things that are holding you back? Or are they allowing you to step into what you really are or release? What's the mechanism that's going on here as best you can see?
Yeah, let me go a little farther with what they are.
Okay.
It's the discovery of four healing centers on the body that are activated with your fingertips, okay?
Okay.
And the four positions, one we call the bridge position that is a little bit above the bridge of the nose. One is called the Adam's apple position that is on your Adam's apple. One is called the jaw position that is on the back of your jawbone.
One is
called the temple position, which is close to the temple. And those are activated with your fingertips. And it's very, very simple. A 7-year-old can do it unassisted because a number of them have. We've had our children do that and reports from other children that did that were starting at 7 years old. It can be done on animals. It can be done on infants and old people who can't do it on themselves. Okay, and the average healing code takes about 6 minutes to do. You can do it standing up, sitting down, laying down. There's nothing to take, nothing to quit taking. It's simple. There's no discomfort. There's no exercise. And you activate those in a certain sequence depending on what your problem is.
Okay.
In the back of the healing codes manual, there are hundreds and hundreds of potential problems. Some are physical, some are not physical. All right? So here's how it works. You look up your particular problem or the closest one to it. It can be physical or non-physical. And then you do the healing code for that issue until it gets better. And then you go to the next thing that's bothering you. And it's that simple. You can do as little as one a day, which takes about 6 minutes, or you can do as many as you want a day, depending on how fast you want the results. But there are healing codes for issues with your thyroid. There's healing codes for issues with your liver or gallbladder. There's healing codes for issues of anxiety or depression. But one thing I need to be really clear on here,
okay,
there is no healing code for any of those physical or health issues. In other words, let's say you've got a gallbladder problem, and so you look up in the healing code manual gallbladder, and it has a page number beside that. You go to that page number, And there is the healing code, but it's not for your gallbladder. It is for that underlying programming that is blocking your gallbladder from being healthy. Okay? Now that sounds kind of crazy, but it's the truth. And it's what has been coming out for several years now in science. So if I can go a little farther with what this programming really is, do you have any question or comment? And then if it's okay, I'd like to go on to what that programming really is, because that's what the healing codes are working on.
Well, I think everybody's really astounded at this information, because it's almost like you've kind of deciphered this body's innate code system. And so all I have is that we probably all are waiting to find out more about this, because it's extremely exciting. And the thing that I want to say that's interesting is, and everybody make note of this, so maybe everybody, let me take a moment, Alexander, to say this. Everybody post on the blog that the root cause of a lot of our physical symptoms is something emotional in the body. Would that be a true statement, Alex?
It's basically true, except here's the only place I would disagree with that, and I don't mean to split hairs.
No worries.
It's what causes the emotions.
What causes the emotion, okay.
And in just a minute, I'm about to read from a scientific study what it actually is that is the source, that is this underlying programming that's causing our health issues, that's blocking our success, that's messing up our relationships. So I'm about to.
Okay. Well, you go, because I think now I'm kind of anxious. Okay, go ahead, and I'm going to be all ears here.
Okay. More than 3,000 years ago, this is the first time I ever found this.
Okay.
More than 3,000 years ago in ancient manuscripts, Solomon wrote this. He said, "Guard your heart above everything else, for from it, from the heart, flows all of the issues of life." Now, he's not talking about the pump heart. He's talking about the spiritual heart, the "I love you with all my heart."
Right.
Okay? And Solomon says that any issue you can have in your life comes from whatever it is that he's calling the heart. Okay, so Solomon, so I've got a gallbladder problem. Is that a, yes, that comes from the heart. Okay, Solomon, I'm not being able to succeed in my career as much as I'm capable of and need to and want to. Is that a, yes, it is. That is an issue of the heart. That problem comes from the heart. Okay, Solomon, yes, that comes from the heart. Okay. So any, get that word, any and every issue you can have, according to Solomon, comes from the heart. All right. So let's get out of ancient manuscript land and get into the laboratory. So let's fast forward 3,000 years.
Okay.
To Saturday, September 18th, 2004, the Dallas Morning News, where they are reporting brand new research that's being released by Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. This is not some kook in his garage. This is a mainstream American medical center with real medical doctors in white coats with their test tubes and all that sort of thing. And they are releasing research that they're calling landmark research, but there's also other medical schools around the world that are releasing the same research that did it independently of Southwest, and they cite those studies as well. And they interviewed Dr. Eric Nessler, who's the chairman of the department, and Darius, here's what he says.
Okay.
He says, for most illnesses and diseases, treatments today are little more than Band-Aids. They address a disease's symptom, but not its source. He says, we have found the source. And for the first time, if we're able to harness this information, this research, we will be able to treat illness and disease at its root. for the first time, treat illness and disease at its root. And they name the source as being called cellular memories. And he says your cellular memories can mean the difference between a healthy life and death, between success and failure, between great relationships and failed ones. I mean, this is astounding coming from mainstream American Medical Center and other medical schools around the world. Now, since that time, the research has continued to pour out. Dr. Bruce Lipton from Stanford Medical School says that, yeah, it's true that almost all illness and disease and other problems, too, come from stress, but stress virtually 100% of the time comes from a wrong belief, and that wrong belief is almost always in our inner subconscious mind. What is that wrong belief called? A destructive cellular memory.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. John Sarno at Harvard and NYU Medical School, he's a medical doctor, says adult chronic pain and illness and most of the other problems that we have in our life are caused by destructive cellular memories. And if we can find a way to heal the destructive cellular memories, the chronic pain and illness will go away. And the research goes on and on. So, what is a cellular memory? It's just a memory. Okay? The reason they say cellular is because we used to think that all the memories were in the brain until they cut out every part of the brain, and the memories were still there. So now we know that they're in cells all over the body. Okay?
Yes.
But if you have a memory, I'll give you a really good example. Okay? I had a lady who called me a couple of years ago, and she said, Dr. Lloyd, I don't have a health problem. I have a success and career and financial problem. Can you help me? And I said, well, what's the deal? And she said, the deal is I've got 180 IQ, graduated with honors from an Ivy League school, went to work on Wall Street, and very shortly after I went to work on Wall Street, magazine articles and trade journals within the financial world predicted that I was going to be the next mover and shaker on Wall Street and in world financial markets because my brain just works that way. And remember, she had 180 IQ. But she said, I've sabotaged my career ever since I started, and it's been more than a decade now. And every time I'm about to make that breakthrough, every time I'm about to get that big promotion, I do something so stupid that I look back on it and say, why in the world did I do that? It's almost like I don't want to succeed.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mm.
And she said, can you help me? So I gave her the healing code for that. It healed in less than 3 weeks. All those predictions came true, her career shot through the roof, she got a huge promotion, started becoming that mover and shaker. But that's not the story. The
okay.
story is the cellular memory, the memory for her that in her words, not mine, had ruined her life, her whole life, and had totally sabotaged her success in her career. This is it. When she was 5 years old, on a hot summer day at lunchtime, her mother gave her sister a popsicle, but would not give her a popsicle. And here's what her mother said to her. Honey, your sister's already had a good lunch. When you have a good lunch, you can have a popsicle too. Now, when I lecture in person, this is about when people start looking at me like I've got two heads.
Sure.
You've got to be kidding me. That's the memory that ruined her life. Nobody even did anything wrong.
That's right. Uh-huh.
You are absolutely right. That's the point. Okay? Here's what happened. Before the age of 6 is the only time in our entire lifetime that we live in delta theta brainwave state. The only time in our life. The thing that's significant about that is when something happens, no matter how innocent it is, and we're in delta-theta brainwave state, It is programmed into us as primary programming, completely, literally, based on our emotions at the time, with no reasoning and no filtering.
Yes. Oh, my God. I got chills right now because I think...
Part of our survival instinct.
Exactly.
Part of our survival instinct before the age of six. So here's what happened to this sweet lady from Manhattan who was one of the most brilliant people on the planet that, in her words, had ruined her life. Here's what got programmed into her. If my mom gives my sister a popsicle but won't give me one, it must mean that my mom loves my sister more than me. There's the big one. If my mom loves my sister more than me, it must mean there's something wrong with me. If there's something wrong with me, then when I get out in the world, I'm going to fail because I'm defective. Something's wrong with me. And people are not going to love me, even if they say they do, because if anybody ever should have loved me, it should have been mom, and she didn't. And that program had kept playing over and over and over in every situation. And sure enough, she had a long string of broken relationships and all that sort of thing. So when she did the healing code, which neutralized those things that were never true, you can't get rid of a memory. We just want to heal it, okay? But those things were never true. They were always a falsehood. So when she did the healing code, which neutralized the falsehood of that memory, the stress went away. See, that was suppressing her immune system through her hypothalamus, and she became what she had always been able to become. And here's how it works, then I'm going to shut up, okay? These little memories, we think that if I'm not thinking about that memory, that it's just behaving itself and not bothering anybody.
Okay.
Nothing could be further from the truth. The memories are like little radio stations. And the ones that have negative stuff in them, like fear and anger and self-worth issues and unforgiveness and I don't measure up and all those things, those have a much more powerful energetic signal than the good ones do because they're part of our survival instinct. Okay? So those memories are like little radio stations, and they are broadcasting that anger. They're broadcasting that fear to every cell in our body and to the hypothalamus in our brain. When that signal is received by the hypothalamus in our brain, it turns a stress switch on when it should not be turned on. That stress switch is only supposed to be turned on if your life is in mortal danger right now, there's someone chasing you with a knife or a gun, okay? But that memory of the popsicle was turning her stress switch on, and she was dumbed down, sick, tired, energy drained, coming at everything from a negative perspective and failing. And she had tried drugs, she had tried programs, she had tried counseling or therapy. Nothing touched it because nothing could heal that memory. The healing codes is a simple mechanism that's always been in us. We just discovered it in 2001. And when you flip the right switches, per se, for the right issue, it finds the memories, the cellular memories that have those destructive frequencies, and it neutralizes the destructive frequencies. When the destructive frequencies are neutralized, the hypothalamus no longer receives the fear signal or the anger signal or the self-worth signal or whatever it is, and it turns the stress switch off.
Wow. Now, that is astounding. And, you know, what I think strikes me as most fascinating with this is that I absolutely know this through some of the work and studies that we've done that, you know, things that happened at those early ages, even though to the outside world they may be completely innocuous, not even good or bad.
That's right.
It's our interpretation at the moment, and that becomes programmed in. And so our lives are created from these things that maybe we can't even remember. And as we're looking at this, Alex, and we have people submitting questions in like crazy on the discussion forum here, one thing I've seen over and over again is this statement of, you know, I feel like I'm not living my life or the life that I'm supposed to live. Like something else is controlling my life. And now we hear this and we see this and it makes complete sense. So I want everybody, if you're on the youwealthrevolution.com/now page, to post a summary of what you've learned from Dr. Alexander Lloyd up till now. We're going to ask him a little bit about how he discovered this, because we've gotten a lot of questions from people on, well, how did you find this? You know, when did you find this? What were the circumstances? But everybody post on the blog what you've learned so far so we can share this with the world. How many people are living under a program that's not theirs or have something turned on in them? And you know what gave me the chills, Alex, when you said that when these codes are turned on, it's like we've got these negative radio signals that every cell in our body is resonating with and basically tuning into and playing a certain frequency or programming that it's supposed to play when it tunes into that negative station. And a lot of that being our illness, our lack of vitality, energy, our negative programming, and so forth. So everyone, share that on the blog. Dr. Lloyd, how did you discover this? I mean, what is the personal connection to this in your life?
Yeah, I usually talk about that. It was my wife. It was one part desperation and one part love. My wife and I got married, and then in less than 3 years, both of us wanted a divorce. And after visiting three doctors, we found out that my wife was severely depressed. They said it's the kind of depression she'll have the rest of her life. And it dominated everything in our life. So we went on a 12-year search. That's where I got my two doctorates. I was trying to become an expert in depression. Was out doing private practice counseling and therapy, and was in L.A. Airport. And I'd been there for a seminar, and my cell phone rang. It was my wife. She said one word. And when I heard that one word, chills went all over my body. It was the word hi. But I could tell from that word that she was at home in Tennessee, locked in our bedroom, sitting on the floor in her nightgown with a blanket pulled over her head, crying, and had been for hours. So I talked to her. The plane takes off. I did what I'd done every day for 12 years. I prayed that she would be healed. What happened then had never happened before, and it's never happened since. There was not anything mystical. I didn't see angels outside the plane window or anything. But what did happen is that I saw in my mind's eye, and I knew it was in my mind's eye, but it's like it was written on the wall, the blueprint of a healing system I'd never seen, heard about, or studied. So for the next 3 hours on that flight home, I took dictation, got home, did it on my wife. Her depression was gone in 45 minutes. It came back a couple of days later. By the time she had done the healing codes for 3 weeks, it was gone and never came back again. Took it to my private practice. The same thing started happening, but then with people being healed of depression and anxiety and things like that. But then several weeks later, I started having clients coming in claiming that their MS had been healed, their cancer had been healed, their heart issues, their migraine headaches, their diabetes. Even though there's no code for any of those, what we were working on was that programming, the underlying issues. But when you heal those underlying issues and the body goes out of stress, the immune system can start to do things it wasn't able to do before. So, so then we spent a year and a half testing it with mainstream medical tests. I've been told by numerous doctors that the results of that year and a half of testing are not only unprecedented, but believed to be impossible before we did it, which was removing stress from the autonomic nervous system in 20 minutes instead of a minimum of 6 weeks. And then we spent a year and a half figuring out how to package it so that everybody wouldn't have to come to Nashville and spend a whole lot of money. And then on June 6, 2004, we released the healing codes out of my basement with no money, no advertising. And today we just had a number one best-selling book that came out in June and hit number one shortly after that. So thanks, everybody. And then We have clients in more than 50 states, well, 50 states and more than 100 countries.
Unbelievable. And I know that you had somebody that came into your organization that's pretty well known that
oh, yeah.
had an amazing story as well. I wonder if you could share with people just about that quickly.
Yeah, sure. Dr. Ben Johnson has 3 medical degrees. He's an MD, an osteopath, and a naturopathic medical doctor. When I met him, he was the director of a cancer clinic in Atlanta. He's the only medical doctor in the book and DVD, The Secret. He's a published author. His latest book is about women's breast health. And he met me when he had been diagnosed a while earlier with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. About 80% of people with ALS are dead within 5 years. I think 65 or 70% are dead within 18 months. He'd already had it for over a year, was having worsening symptoms. He couldn't go upstairs. He was exhausted all the time. He was having massive muscle fasciculations, aches and pains, had been diagnosed by 2 different doctors with ALS. So basically he was very desperate. So he had nothing to lose. So he tried the healing codes, and in less than 6 weeks was symptom-free. That was in 2004, late 2004. He is still symptom-free. I talked to him today on the phone. He's in Colorado hunting at 10,000 feet. So 6 years later, he's still symptom-free. And after that, he actually resigned from his cancer clinic as the director of the cancer clinic and started traveling around the world telling people about the healing codes. He said, "This is what I've been looking for all of my professional medical life." And he's been a great friend.
That's amazing. And here's a medical doctor who had already been studying the root of disease and all of these things, been in The Secret, the movie, and yet through this process was able to access something that he had not previously been able to access. That's just incredible. I want to tell people a little bit more about how they can find out about the healing codes really quick. But I want to ask you really quickly, when you discovered this and you began to apply it, was there anything that you used it for in your own life?
Oh, absolutely. I had acid reflux. I had a hernia, but I had 3 doctors tell me sometimes you can heal a hernia, but no one ever heals this kind of hernia, okay?
Oh my gosh.
And the acid reflux healed, the hernia healed. I had lifelong allergies. I grew up, when I was 10 years old, I was taking Contact every day. Anybody remember Contact?
I do, yeah.
I was taking Contact, and then it moved to Actifed. But, I mean, every day I was taking this stuff all my life. So lifelong allergies. I had migraine headaches. 3 people had told me the year before the discovery of the healing codes that I looked old, okay? Mm-hmm. Today people tell me I look, you know, way younger than I am. I
have seen pictures. People are looking at pictures. You look really young. So I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but you look pretty darn young to me. But
yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, I'm 51. I'm 51.
Oh my gosh.
So I had all kinds of little things. Nothing life threatening, but
yeah.
Little things like that.
Well, you don't look 51, Alex. I mean, so
well,
something's
thanks.
Working really, and you don't sound. You sound like, you know, a teenager pretty excited about life. And so, I mean, your energy is contagious. I know you've got something, you know, it used to be that people would have to go see you to do this type of work. And you've got something actually pretty exciting that you're going to be telling us about. If people want to follow along with what Alex is going to be talking about, how you can kind of work through his process, you can go to the following site. And then I'm going to ask you, Alex, to tell us a little about it. But the site is uwealthrevolution.com/Alex. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Alex, A-L-E-X. And if you could, tell us a little bit more about what people can do with the healing codes if they want to do it at their, in their own life, at their own time, and really, you know, tap into this amazing discovery. And I personally have the healing codes. I've used them. I've seen the changes in my life. And so I know that a lot of people want to learn more about this. Tell us what they can expect and what it's about.
Well, you use it on anything. The best way to use this is you say, okay, what is bothering me more than anything else? Is it a health thing? Is it a relationship thing? Is it a career, financial thing? Is it physical? Is it non-physical? Doesn't matter what it is. You just say, what is bothering me more than anything else? And that's what I suggest you start with. So you look that up in the back. There'll be a page number. You go to the page number. It'll have a code for that, okay? The other thing you're going to get with this is free access to what's called our Heart Issues Finder. It's a 10-minute spiritual diagnosis is what I call it.
Okay.
And it identifies all of these underlying programming things that are causing the problems for you, okay? And so another way you can do this is to take that test that's free when you get the package and then work on the lowest thing, the thing you score the lowest on, which is your biggest programming issue.
Okay.
And do it until that gets better and then work on the next thing. But you can apply this to anything, and it's not an individual purpose, Darius, purchase, Darius. It's for the whole family.
Okay.
A one-time purchase for the whole family.
Now, I know you were on one of our series before, and we had amazing stories come back about what people had done with this, but this time you're offering something, you've got something actually a little different. I think there's a different version that you have that's probably, I think you haven't released ever. I think, is it a digital, you have a digital version as well that you're releasing?
Yeah, that's right. And the reason for that, the primary reason was two things. It was the economy to save people money.
Okay.
And number two, instant access. Everybody wants instant access these days, and everybody's digital these days, and, you know, there's Kindles and, you know, iPads and all that sort of thing. So we thought we would get into that world and save people money at the same time. So this package is half price from what we were offering the last time we were with you.
I recall, yeah, you used to offer it, and it's an amazing package and well worth it, but this time you're offering a very special discount. What is the discount that people are getting on this package, with this?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but what I think it is, if I can remember correctly, is, it's $197. And it has the manual. It's almost a 200-page, oversized, single-spaced manual. I mean, this is just jam-packed with stuff. If you want the research, it's all there. If you don't care about that, you don't have to read it. But all the codes, any issue you could ever have in your life are in there. There's videos. There's live coaching included. Anything you could ever need is in this package, and it's not just a product. We back this up. There's live coaching. There's a program every Wednesday that is an informational program that's free. There's, you know, anything you need, we believe, we have put in this package.
That's incredible. Let me give people the address so they can get a sense of what this is, and if it's something that they'd like to look into, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Alex. And, you know, we wanted to really make sure this was something everybody could tap into to really, you know, I just got to say, reclaim your life. And there are different tools and very powerful tools that you're not going to hear about in popular culture or in the media, maybe not for a while, hopefully one day, but right now it's up to us to reclaim that and find out what works for us. And so if you're interested in that, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Alex. That's A-L-E-X. And I'm wondering, Alex, if you've got a little bit of time, maybe you could take a few questions. We've got some questions coming in from the blog post here. Do you have a moment to get some
Absolutely.
Questions? Okay, let me find a good one. We've got somebody here, LaFelle, who says she was the youngest child of three. Her sister was 16, and her brother is 15 years older. And she was basically, she grew up being told that she was never going to be as good as her older brother. She's been working on reprogramming for years through all different types of teachings and events, but she's still not free. Is it possible that the healing coach could help her?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, those things had to be healed in my wife, and the majority of people who come to us have those issues. If you really start talking to people where they let down their guard,
okay,
almost everybody has an area where they feel like they don't measure up, they're not good enough, they're bad, they're flawed in some way, they're not as good as another person in their family, they're not attractive enough, they're not smart enough, talented enough. I mean, they feel like there's an unforgiveness issue, someone was mean to them, or they've not forgiven someone else. I mean, almost everybody has issues like that. So if this couldn't help with issues like that, then we couldn't get very far. But
no.
So that's right in our wheelhouse, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. I've got another person, Deborah from San Jose, and I'm so sorry if we're not able to get to all these. We've literally got about 54 questions that came in, and they're still piling in from people all over the world. She says she has a friend whose four-year-old son has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Is this a cell memory that has exhibited in the child?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and we didn't have time to talk about all that stuff. But these cellular memories, there are a number of types of them, okay? There's memories that we have in our life that we remember, usually, you know, age 5 or 6 and above. There's memories from our life that we don't remember, which are below that age. There's memories that we inherit from our ancestry. These are generational memories that are passed down to us just like DNA is. And Dr. Ben, who we talked about earlier, describes how that process works in our book that was released recently. There's cellular memories that we absorb from other people that we're around. This is actually based on an experiment Albert Einstein did in 1935 called Action at a Distance. And we absorb these things, and they immediately affect our physiology, even though it's not even our issue. It's someone else's issue that we're just around. You know, you heard the thing, be careful who you're around.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. You can absorb their memories. Now, that doesn't mean you remember their memories, but they're in your unconscious, and they start affecting the physiology of your body. They start sending out those fear and anger signals in you and causing your hypothalamus to turn the switch on. That's why if you're around someone who's really negative or bitter or abrasive, you know, you want to get away from them. I mean, you start feeling bad when you're around. Well, the reason you're feeling bad is you're absorbing their junk, literally. And then there's memories that we have imagined. So anything that you have ever imagined, have you imagined killing somebody? Then you've got a memory of killing somebody. Have you imagined stealing something? Have you imagined doing something inappropriate with someone else? Well, then you've got a memory of actually doing it. Now, it's probably not as strong a memory, meaning that radio signal with a memory like that is not as strong as if you'd actually done it, but it's still there, and it can still cause your hypothalamus to flip the stress switch, especially if you have a number of other stressful memories, okay? So there's about 5 categories of these cellular memories that can all play a part in this, and especially when we're talking about very young children and wonder, how can this kid have this genetic issue? And Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about that from Stanford Medical School, and he said, yeah, about 95%, and this is in his best-selling book, The Biology of Belief, and he said, yeah, about 95% of illness and disease is caused by stress. By the way, Dr. Wayne Dyer just recently quoted that from Dr. Lipton in his most recent program. And Dr. Lipton goes on to say the 5% that's not stress is genetic.
Mm.
All right? Well, Dr. Lipton, where did the genetic come from? The genetic came from someone in your ancestry that had a disease gene unmasked because of stress. And if you can remove the stress in the person that has it now, even if it's been passed down through many generations, even the DNA and genetic issue can heal. So that's why we believe we see a lot of these incredible things happening. In our manual, there's a story, and we actually have this video on our site, I think, of a 12-year-old boy named Christopher Ryan who had had leukemia since 6 months old, did the healing codes for 12 days. They go to St. Jude's in Memphis and run all the tests because the leukemia had come back. His mother called me, said, I don't know if we can go through this. I sent her the healing codes. They did it for 12 days because they had 12 days before they go back to St. Jude. She said later in her video that she sent us, she said from the very first day his symptoms started getting better. By the time they got to St. Jude's 12 days later, they did all of the tests, upper GI, lower GI, blood work, CT, MRI, everything. It was completely gone. Dr. Ben and I were lecturing in Oklahoma City where they live, and they brought us his test results and then made a video talking about what had happened. So I believe that that's where these terrible kind of diseases come from that harm our children, and there's absolutely hope. Now, I'm not telling anybody you do the healing codes and your leukemia is going to heal. There's not even a code for that. But I'm telling you, you heal this underlying programming, and there's always hope.
Amazing. Amazing. And it's the only explanation that makes sense to me as to why, you know, a young person like that who may not even been finished, you know, with any sort, may not even had any sort of, you know, subconscious program come in, it could inherit something like that or pick up some sort of collective energy or have some sort of energy that is changing their natural state of health. So everybody, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Alex just to find out more about this. I know you've got some studies on that page and some very fascinating testimonials and interesting things that people can take a look at. I want to thank you so much, Alex, for being here. And really quick, I like to close every call just by asking each guest, each speaker, you know, if there's somebody out there that right now is going through a really difficult time who really feels like, you know, there's no hope for me, what's that message of you wealth, that thing that you found inside of you, that you found through this Healing Codes work,
yeah,
that you could tell that person that may let them turn on and revitalize and reconnect to that power within them? What could you share with them that might change their life?
Yeah, Darius, thank you for the opportunity. It's three things, and this is the most important thing I've said all night. And it is whether or not you have anything to do with the Healing Codes. But if you get the Healing Code, you'll understand why I say this. Number one, it's not your fault.
Okay.
I don't care what your deal is. I don't care if you're a serial killer, okay? It's not your fault. And when you read the information in the code, you'll understand why. Number two, the solution is not about trying harder.
Mm.
And number three, you can get to where you want to get from wherever you are, and we will show you and help you how to do that.
Wow. Those are some words of immense hope, truth, and power that I think reached a lot of people around the planet here. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Alex. Alex, thank you so much. I'm going to stay on for a little bit and just close out and give people some reminders, but thank you so much for sharing and your amazing work and your amazing story and what you're doing all over the world. Thank you so much.
It's my honor and privilege, Darius. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, that was the amazing Dr. Alex Lloyd and his discovery of the healing codes. And I want to let everybody know, again, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Alex, A-L-E-X, to find out more about that and the studies and the things they've done and what impact this system really has had on people's lives. And right now, okay, let's do this. We've learned a lot on this call. I think some of you probably are thinking, you know, what, even if I use the only codes or not, I'm realizing that my life has potential and possibility that maybe I didn't even realize was there. And I want you to share some of what you learned on the Facebook comment app. I know I push people to do that, but, you know, you never know when one thing reaches somebody. When you get to take information and say, I know this now, let me be the teacher. That's part of giving you wealth in your hands. You become the teacher when you share and summarize what's going on. And also, people, we're going to choose the person who we feel like just really nailed it or who shared something powerful, and we're going to email you and say, hey, you get a copy of my program, Wealth Through Oneness, which I want to give, I want to share with you. And remember also, these replays are going to be available for 48 hours. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/replay, and you can also go there to summarize and share some of the insights that you learned from Dr. Alexander Lloyd. Now, tomorrow night, we have another amazing call, and a call that's going to shift another part of you. Because I think, you know, in each one of these calls, something shifts in each of us. I know something in me opened up as I realized it's not my fault, and the solution is not working harder, and that we can change our life. And we have somebody who's incredible, Natalie Ledwell of the amazing company Mind Movies. And Natalie Ledwell is a successful conscious business owner who's operated several different businesses with her husband, Glenn Ledwell, including a direct mail house, a coffee franchise, a nightclub, and many other things, to name a few. So she's an entrepreneur that's very keyed in on building financial wealth, but also spiritual wealth. And she has an amazing company with her husband, Glenn, called Mind Movies. And the Mind Movies team is really about transforming people one person at a time, like helping you to identify what you want and create literally a digital vision board to help you create and manifest what you want in your life, and literally going in through this digital board and changing your programming, releasing that negative programming. And, you know, we talk about this a lot because all of these speakers are keyed in on what's going to give you the greatest results, what's giving them the greatest results. And we're all talking about changing that programming because we're all talking about what works. Natalie actually went from a dress size of 14 to a size 10 in 7 weeks. She recognized that there were certain principles that allowed her to be successful, and she created a program called 7 Secrets to Happiness that anybody can adopt and anybody can use to create almost any goal that they set for themselves. So she's going to be sharing some very key methods. You'll want to tune in tomorrow. And her topic is going to be how to use the laws of the universe to get what you want. Now, that's going to be pretty awesome. So tune in for that. And that's going to take place tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. You'll hear Natalie Ledwell. Same place, uwealthrevolution.com/now. You can get the call-in number, and you can tune into the webcast if you're international. Check in early, and also send in your questions to Natalie. I mean, if you have a challenge in your life or you're wondering how to grow your business, how to create what you want, send them in. I'm looking at those. I'm so sorry I can't get back to all of them. We've got so many questions coming in, but we are going to do our absolute best. And don't forget, you know, we're only on the second call, and I know people's lives are being touched. Share this with your friends and family if you can. Tell them to go to uwealthrevolution.com. Once they sign up, they're going to get the bonuses. They're going to get all this information. And you never know when one message could change somebody's life. And also, keep in mind that if you have any questions or you need anything, you can email us at uwealthrevolution@gmail.com. I am checking that email. Our assistant Allison is checking that email. So you're not alone. We're here to help. We're here to make this a great 21 days for you. So I really recommend tune in, get the energy, keep going, and you can also own this series. A lot of people want to have this series. They want to tune into the energy of these calls. There's always something you pick up by listening again and again. You can get this series by going to uwealthrevolution.com/sale, S-A-L-E, .htm. And you can also get the transcripts. And for those of you that want to do the platinum package with the series, I am having an event in 2011 called You Wealth Revolution Live. You are going to go through a breakthrough process with us during this event, and I am going to stay to the very end. And everybody that gets the platinum package with the CDs and the hard copy things of this program, they get to go to that event. And if you can't make it, we are going to put all of it online. And I am going to be there to make sure that 2011 is the most amazing year for you. And I want to close this by saying thank you so much for being on this. You know, I have heard from so many people today who are fearful of the economy, fearful of their life. And a lot of people ask me, well, Darius, why did you do this series? And I'll be honest with you, because very few people are going to take the time to collect and bring together the greatest minds on the planet to coach you, to coach me, so we can learn from them. I did it because I want to be around great people. I know one secret in my life is from around great people, I become great. And I did it because for the first time, I believe, in our history, people believe that the future is going to be worse than the past. Well, truthfully, the future is not going to be worse than the past. The future can only be better than the past when we continue to learn, grow, live, love, and make a difference. And I believe we're all here for a reason. I believe there's something we're here to do, that we have a power within us. And my dream and my desire and my work is going to be to keep connecting you to your power, call by call, moment by moment, email by email, so you can live the life that you were meant to live. You are special. You are going to make a difference. And I will be your friend and champion and help you through these 21 days until it becomes so real in your life that you're going to tell people, there was me before the You Wealth Revolution and there was me after. So thank you so much. I'm sorry we went a little bit long. Please tune in tomorrow. We're going to have an amazing guest with Natalie Ledwell, and I'm here to help. Much love, and we'll see you on the call. And everybody, post on the Facebook app. Summarize what you learned. Let the world know. Much love. I'm here if you need me. Email me directly at uwealthrevolution@gmail.com. I'm your friend and champion. Much love. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.